Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
What's the nightmare look like for the Texans tonight? What is a bad day one for the Houston Texans look like? Brandon Scott in the building, Landry Locker, John Lopez with you. What does it look like?
If they trade up into the first round, like I predicted they will, okay? If they do that and it's for one of these luxury positions, mm-hmm. or let's just call it even a non-position of need. Like, I do feel like that changes the calculus a little bit on what they should be targeting if they trade back up into the first round. Like, I'm cool with it if they do it. But if they do it, say, for one of these receivers, which I could understand them doing that.
Yeah.
But I'd be disappointed. I'd be disappointed with that sort of resource allocation, given what you've already done to address the receiver position. I do feel like you could stand to address it more. But there's an opportunity to do that now, I think, in the second round. So I feel like to get a little gluttonous with positions of strength, mm-hmm. or luxury positions.
What
I think
strength, man?
Places where, in a receiver case specifically, where I don't think you need a premium.
You're planning on, like, the organization leaving? Like, is the team leaving in a year? They're going to need receivers next year.
They have four guys that are on the final year of their deal. I'm not against drafting a receiver.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'm not against drafting a receiver. I just feel like moving up, given the fact that you've already addressed it and the fact that you can get some, even with that second round pick, you can still get a good receiver. So I'd be a little bit disappointed if they made an effort to, hey, let's forfeit these two picks to go up and get a receiver as opposed to picking one at the back end of the second round.
Mine is similar. Landry, that to his, everything they've done this year, everything this offseason has been in win now mode. So I get drafting a receiver for the future and for security and getting a rookie contract behind these guys that are going to be free agents. I get drafting maybe an offensive lineman, to be honest. You know, somewhere
that would be disappointing.
But I would get it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't fit with what their philosophy has been the entire offseason. Their philosophy this offseason is win now, win now, win now. Stephon Diggs, you know, all the Danielle Hunter, all these guys, you know, accumulating picks. So I want, if it's anyone but other than a win now player, that's why I keep going back to the same thing. I have no intel on this. Linebacker would be a win now draft pick. Linebacker would be a win now draft pick because that's the only place they have left where there's the least amount of depth.
To me, that would also make sense. I wouldn't be excited about it.
Right.
But to me, it would not make sense to trade up into the first round to get something. Like, you're doing that to go get something that you can't get in the second round.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole reason for doing it. You're moving up to go get something that you can't get in the second round. And I feel like maybe linebacker fits into that, or really more so I'm looking at cornerback. Like, you're looking at a defensive tackle. What are the positions?
Lord.
Or, like, the players. Think about it.
What's up, Ross Blacklock?
What can you not
this
get?
This is the exact.
Let's just roll tape on 2020 draft.
Landry, this is the point. This is what we're doing. This is the 2020
exact point.
draft. No first-round pick, corner,
defensive lineman, Ross Blacklock.
But
I'm talking about trying to go get a player that you definitely think is better
than
that.
Well, what's your nightmare?
Because, look, that's the difference between picking a defensive tackle at 42. That sounds like Ross Blacklock. Moving up to get one that's a first-round pick or that has a first-round grade or that you have a first-round grade on is an entirely different thing. So I would be down with that.
The D-lineman that I like, I like Jenkins and I like Hall. That's it. But I don't even necessarily want those with the
Hall,
with the first
Ohio
second.
State.
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
Hall. Yeah,
oh yeah.
I like those two guys. This Fisk is my nightmare.
Really?
I don't like him.
I don't understand that.
Why don't you like
I'm
Fisk?
I'm not crazy high on him, but
I don't know, man. But it also seems like every time I'm down on a white D lineman, he ends up being good.
Yeah,
I'm take not it for what it's worth. I wouldn't have Karloff this guy either. And yeah, if they would have taken him instead of Kenyon Green, I might have been okay. I might have been happy. Yeah. So. There is just that kind of – I don't know, man. I'm six years college, man. Come on. And I heard him talking. He just sounds bro-y.
The 6 years of college is a drawback. Like, he's already – he's like, a year older than C.J. Stroud or maybe two. So
yeah, he's at least a year.
Older.
He's 2 years older.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm not – I would not –
So you're not
– I would be cool with drafting him. I wouldn't want to trade up
D-lineman.
For D-lineman. No,
I don't want
like
D-lineman. I don't want a D-lineman just to take a D-lineman. I'm not there.
That kind of ties in with my whole – draft philosophy for the tech, whatever you want to call it. Like, I'm looking at their two deep right now. I'm like, look at the guys that they brought in. Stephon Diggs, that's win now. Joe Mixon, that's win now. All these defensive tackles, no matter what you think of them, you know. Danico Autry, Daniil Hunter, Al-Shaair. Like, they are – Okuda could be argued.
Yeah.
You know?
But
so if they draft, like, a wide receiver that they can develop, I'll be disappointed. They need a linebacker to bolster that defense.
Yeah. Obviously, trading up, though, is going to say a lot about what they think about the player.
Sure.
So, I mean,
you know what?
We're obviously allowed to disagree, be like, man, I don't know about that. But that is going to be like a bold, just like trading up for Will, that's a bold statement. Hey, we think this guy is this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's my motto. Screw swarm, I want to score. Okay, like enough of this swarm crap, okay?
Score.
Like, okay, y'all.
Hey, don't talk bad about swarm. It got him a lot.
Score, 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 score points. Quit settling for field goals.
Yeah.
Put it in the end zone. Don't get to a position to where you only have one running back that you trust. Don't get to a position to where one injury at wide receiver ends you to where you have no puncher's chance. Score, please. Yeah. Just let's score some points. Goodness gracious.
Well, they've added to it.
I'm not mad at that.
I want more.
I'm not mad at that. I do think it would, don't you think it would be weird of all of this moving around and just to move up and get another wide receiver?
Yes.
When the wide receiver position is one of the positions of strength, not just on within the draft, but also on your team, like on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Within the draft itself, you've got wide receiver depth, which indicates there should be
one. Which seems like it's every year now, doesn't it?
So it's a good time to be picking in the second round if you want to go get a wide receiver.
Yeah,
you know,
that does seem to be a theme where wide receiver just every year is.
That's because the college offenses, we've seen them. We know how it is.
Man,
yeah.
You got me thinking now about linebacker Lopez.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I've been saying it for a while.
I'm more down with that than D-line. I don't care about your three tech.
There are players there that have been linked and that make sense for them to go pick. I haven't had a linebacker.
These are their starting linebackers, if you believe depth charts in the offseason. Obviously, you know, they have Christian Harris. We like him. Alshire, they brought him in because what? They want to win now.
Yep.
And then To'o or Jake Hansen?
They like To'o. Well, Alabama guy.
Yeah. He's an Alabama guy for sure.
Yeah.
Just like Forrest Gump. I think Forrest Gump. I think Forrest Gump might have run better than To'o.
Hey, they could use
before the braces came off.
You playing? They could use a a burner like that.
Nah, he runs like Forrest Gump with the braces, not without. With the braces,
with his legs still straight.
Yes.
Yeah. Not his knees.
To'o in coverage looks like Forrest before that kid hit him with the rock running. That's what he looks like when he's in coverage. Let's be serious.
To'o and Xavier Hutchinson are tight. I want to. Their camp will be interesting.
You know something that nobody's talking about. What if J.J. Watt's coming back, and that's why he's squatting and doing all these squats and stuff, and they don't need to worry about D linemen. They got J.J. back.
He needed a full off season.
He needed a full off season to see it to be sold on the direction. Coming back.
Oh.
And Danielle Hunter knew it. That's why he didn't take 99 because he knew that J.J. was coming back. Well, then why is J.J. putting pictures of himself squatting up? Like, come on.
No,
what are we doing? Move on.
He is JJ.
Well, okay, work
out. He's a hard man. We know he's JJ. It's like, JJ Watt lifting weights.
JJ, I like the pictures of your kids. I like the pictures of the soccer. I like the pictures of you on the golf course. I like all this stuff. Move on from just doing like I got 10 45s on each side doing a squat. Like, grow up. If you're not going to play, don't be putting up pictures.
Maybe he just
like
likes
that.
To work out.
Come on, man. Like, I don't need any more of this J.J. Watt squat
milk
rack.
Bottle of water going on.
Come on, man. Like, put the kid looking at you lift weights or something like that. I want first day of school vibes from J.J. Watt at this point, not Hardo in the gym singing Fort Minor vibes.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be so front runner, though, if he came back.
Oh
come on. You wouldn't embrace
it? Oh, I'd embrace it, but it would also be – I would, of course, embrace it, but it would be front runner. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. You've been gone a year, living good. You're going to come back. He's not going to have to work a lot. He won't have to work nearly as much as he did in 2020
What are we doing?
Nah, he's a situational guy.
Fair enough, Lopez. You know what?
What are we doing?
Fair enough, Lopez.
J.J. Watt, situational guy, fresh. J.J., see quarterback, get quarterback.
We reached that
point. You're not a three-down guy anymore. So we have Will Anderson on one side. We have Danielle Hunter on the other. Danico Autry and J.J. Watt inside, 3rd and 12. Who says no?
What if Brian Cushing becomes the other linebacker?
Hey,
he looks like he could still play.
Yeah.
Coming up next, the hits are lit. Where the draft starts, where to keep an eye on, and it could impact the Texans and the Astros. My gosh.
Yeah.
They lost another one. Justin Verlander, can you avoid the sweep next?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.